Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight is Saturday, May 23rd, 2015, and I'm so blessed you joined us tonight at NoBetterWay.net. Tonight's show is titled, Come Just As You Are. My prayer tonight is that if something is holding you back from becoming a follower of Jesus, even though you feel the urging of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, then I pray tonight is the day you let go. Tonight is your day of salvation. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. In the second book of Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 2, it says, In the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Amen. Tonight I declare that God loves you so much. God loves the world so much, he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son to condemn the world, but to save it. Amen. For it's God's will that none shall perish, but come to repentance and ask Jesus into their hearts, and become a follower of Jesus and his eternal kingdom. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, God offers salvation to all people. Many people put off a decision for Christ, thinking there will be a better time. Maybe after they clean up the mess in their life, or maybe they're clinging to a sin in their life, a sin they just might have to give up if they become a Christian. And folks, we haven't been promised tomorrow. Yesterday is a canceled check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. Tomorrow is never promised. So I make the plea, let today be your day of salvation. Let today be your day you receive God's forgiveness. Don't let anything hold you back from coming to Christ. In Revelation 3, Verse 20, it reads, Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. Amen. So Jesus, the King of Kings, is knocking on the door of your heart. He, the Good Shepherd, is not forcing his way into your heart. The handle on that door of your heart is on the inside. You have to open it. The Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Alpha and Omega, wants to dine with you. He wants to talk to you through prayer and his word and wants you to get to know him. Yes, he already knows you. He knows all about you. He knows all about your broken heart, your broken dreams, all the times you've messed up. Yet, he still loves you and wants you to be part of his eternal kingdom. So today I pray that today is the day you open the door of your heart to Jesus. Amen. Before I take a little break, I want to tell you a little story I heard on YouTube. It's one of my favorite pastors, Pastor Paul Washer. And I was watching a video, and they were asking him several questions. And one of the questions they asked Pastor Paul Washer was, "How did you fall in love with your wife? I mean, how did you just want to marry your wife? How did you know that she was your wife?" And rather than giving a long, drawn-out story about how they fell in love, he simply said, "I just love being with her. I loved her so much that I wanted to be with her all the time." And he said, "I still do." So the reason I share this little story is because I want to tell you that Jesus is all about relationships. He loves you and wants to share his eternal love with you forever. Yes, forever. And I say that once you come to truly know the Lord, you will want to spend time with Him all the time, in prayer, in His Word. I mean, John 1:14 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Jesus is the Word, so when we read His Word, we read about Him. And also, we will want to serve Him, not serve Him for our glory, but for His glory. So to that I say, amen, alleluia. Okay, we'll take a little break. My first song is Come As You Are. Come just as you are. I hope you enjoy. awesome song, folks. Come just as you are. Come and taste the living water and never thirst again. Wow. There's so many folks out there that they're on the verge. You know, their lives are a mess. They know that maybe as a child, I remember going to church with their folks or with aunt or uncle or a friend, and they know that the Holy Spirit's been kind of tugging on their hearts. And I pray that that heart that's been tugged on, that today would be your day of salvation, that you'd give your heart to the Lord. There's forgiveness offered out there. You've got a repentant heart. You know you're a sinner. You know that Jesus died for your sins. And you know, open your heart. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm sorry for my sins. You died for my sins. Thank you, Lord. Come into my heart. I want to follow you. I want to walk with you from this day forward. And I can promise you, even though, you know, the road may not be easy, the road will be truly blessed. So that's my prayer, that you would come to Jesus tonight. Amen. I already have a call. Awesome. Hello, welcome to NoBetterWay.net. Thank you for calling.
Hello, how you doing there tonight?
I'm doing great. My thoughts and prayers have been with you and Missy and the family. I'm just wondering how, you know, things are at home. How's Missy is it getting close, Dave?
Yeah, we're not sure exactly when, but got to be any day soon now. So pretty excited about that.
Yeah. Little Isaac come into the world. That's gonna be pretty cool. Another miracle, Dave. Another miracle.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah. What's new with you?
Oh, not too much. Just, you know, working hard and you know, just trying to get things together in my life, and you know, just looking for the Lord's direction. You know, I talked to a friend, and sometimes, you know, if you're not sure about God's will, you know, and you know, you're praying about it and that, and you think that what you're gonna, you know, do, you know, the direction you're heading, Dave, is seemingly the right way, and if it's not God's will, he'll block you. So, you know,
uh-huh.
Sometimes we make plans, and if God's got different plans, and you know, you're a witness to that in your life with little Nora, you know, God had better plans for you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. And what's going on with your, what are you thinking, some changes in the future for you or something here?
No, I'm just trying to sell the house and you know, downsize my budget and, you know, try to open up more time so I can, you know, do more ministry work. It's, you know, so,
uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's the plan right now. So, but for the show, the title today, Dave, is Come Just As You Are. You know, some people are kind of hanging around and waiting and hemming and hawing and just thinking, well, I'll do it tomorrow. Or, you know, maybe they're living a life that they're kind of enjoying. They might be, you know, living a life of worldly pleasures, and they don't want to let go, even though, you know, the good Lord, the Holy Spirit's been tugging at their heart and calling them, you know, to come follow him.
Yeah, I just feel like it's almost like in the culture, like we're having a tug of war with other people, and we're battling to say who's more scrambled than the other, you know. We're the bad guys. No, they're the bad guys. But the reality is that we're all sinners. And
yeah.
But even more than that is that Jesus loves us, and he's the one that put love in the world. Anyone that's ever, you know, experienced the joy of love realizes how awesome it is. And God chose to have a world filled with his love. And even in hard times. And that love extends to everybody, because love, God is love. So it's not like an angry parent and you're just trying to please them by doing good stuff. It's that he loves us and desires for other people to love us too. And he created us in his image, so we're all special to him, specially created to be able to have a relationship with him. So it's awesome that you can just come as you are. And it's not about doing good. Church isn't a place of good people. It's just a place of people that, the ones that are doing it right, admit that they're scrambled, admit that they need Jesus to save them, and say, Jesus, I want you to live through me, because I can't do it. I just sin all the time, but you can help me to love God and love people better. So you just go to him as you are, and slowly but surely he begins to change you and make you more loving to God and people. So don't wait till you got it all together. You'll be waiting forever. The opportunity doesn't last forever. You know, once you die, that's
and,
it. So
we don't know tomorrow. I mean, we could be driving in a car and, you know, head-on crash or you know, or whatever, a tragic accident or whatever it is. So, you know, all we have is today. And then you were talking about, Dave, how when God gets you become a Christian and God gets a hold of you, Jesus gets a hold of you and kind of slowly molds you and shapes you. I was thinking of that one bumper sticker, Dave, where it says, you know, be patient with me because God's still working on me. You know, I'm not, you know, I may be a Christian, but I got a cross hanging on my rearview mirror. You know, I might have a bumper sticker, but I'm, you know, I still might cut you off. So be patient.
Yeah. So when you put your faith in Jesus, you put your faith in the thought that he's the only one that's perfect. He's the only one that could save you. He's the only one that could clean up your heart and transform you. So to think that I'm going to better my life first, I'm going to start being nicer, and then I'll start going to church. So, like, you know, God's glaring in, looking for see who's living perfectly. Because if that was a standard to be saved, if you had to uphold God's holy law perfectly, then everyone would go to hell. Other than God himself in Jesus. So thankfully that's not the standard, and it's not about being good. But what should draw you in is his love. And you know, when you love someone, you want to please them, you know. When you love someone, you want to and they have authority over you. You want to obey them. You want to, when you trust someone, you do what they say, even though the world tells you otherwise. So it all comes down to relationship of love. And if there's anybody out there that's lonely or feels are too screwed up for God, I mean, he can walk on water. You know, he can create a universe by talking. He can, you know, he can raise the dead. He can heal the sick. He can do anything that he desires to show his glory and to show his love to us. And that salvation's available to anyone who will believe in Jesus. You know, you have to confess you're a sinner, turn away from your sin, and believe in Jesus.
Yep, and that forgiveness is available to everybody, Dave. There's not anybody. No, there's no sin too big enough. That God's big enough, he can forgive all sin.
Whoever believes in him will be saved, so.
Yep.
Doesn't say whoever believes in him unless they stole too many times, or whoever believes in him unless they murdered a few people. It doesn't say anything like that.
No.
Whosoever should believe in him. So whoever believes in Jesus and gives him their life and authentically believes in him as Lord and Savior. You know, not just you raise your hand one day and it means nothing to you in your heart and in your life. God knows if you authentically love and follow him, but and if you do, the Holy Spirit, leads your life, and you'll start to see changes in your life. So but you'll see fruit of that. So, but yeah, you'll be drawn to obey God because you'll be so grateful for his love, and you'll recognize you'll be loved like you've never been loved before because God looks into your eyes and sees someone of much value and much worth to him, someone that he created and loves and desires to be with him forever. So that's the prayer, that people don't turn down this opportunity to have a relationship with Jesus, because it's crazy. The world, will try to swindle you some garbage, but that's not going to hold up for eternity, and it's not going to bring joy to your soul like Jesus will. You have to take a step of faith. You have to trust him, even when it seems like it makes no sense to you, even when it seems like the rest of the world is telling you you're nuts, even when you have to risk putting yourself in harm's way, because you trust. You'd do anything to obey and love and serve the one, who you know loves for you and cares for you more than any other.
Yeah, I've been listening on the internet, Dave, and there was this one show where they were talking about, and I mean, this is how much God loves everyone. He loves the Buddhists. He loves the Muslims. He loves people of all different faith. And I hear that there's a big growth right now. The Muslims are coming to faith in Jesus in the Middle East. And right now, Dave, there's 400 house churches in the Middle East, spread out over all the different, I think 90 different cities in the Middle East. And some of these devout Muslims that truly want to know God and know what he's about, and so many of them are disappointed because they don't really feel, through Allah that they're getting mercy and grace and love and forgiveness.
And then when you see through Jesus, you have... You receive God's mercy and his forgiveness. When you came to the Lord, were you kind of scrambled at the time?
I was just, life was just so hard and disappointing. I was disappointed in life because I made a decision when I was about maybe 14, 15 years old, where I just figured I'll just do it on my own. I'll be independent because God disappointed me. He didn't save my dad. And then it came down to where, I lost my brother and my sister in a couple of years apart. And then I just started crying out to God. And I said, if you're real, show me. And he started sending people in my life that had the love of Jesus that I never saw before. And that started turning me around. And then the word, I was, at first I didn't understand the word of God, and then I started reading it. My eyes, my heart was opened. So and then I just gave my heart to Jesus. And a lot of people thought I was...
The difference you see is that, when Jesus really gets a hold of you, it just changes everything. Because you can kind of read the Bible and it just seems like a... You don't feel the power maybe at first, but once the Holy Spirit starts getting involved, you see amazing power of God moving your heart and your soul. And I think when you prayed for God to reveal himself, that's a good prayer because he desires you to worship him, So he showed himself to you. It's awesome.
Dave, I truly believe that if anybody out there prays a prayer, we're saying, Lord, I don't know you, but show me that you're real. He will answer that prayer. He will send you people. He will open your eyes to God's word. Right? He'll change your heart. It's a miracle in process. And I mean, I truly believe that anybody that is truly saved, that has faith in Jesus Christ, and has a repentant heart and follows him, that he is a walking miracle, you know, and people kind of take it for granted. But I think every day, if you're a Christian and, you know, you came to Christ one day, you should thank God every day for your faith, because God gave you a beautiful gift. It's a miracle.
Well, a gift that doesn't last 50 years, 70 years, 100 years, it lasts for an eternity.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and like you said so many times on the show, Dave, is anybody that becomes a Christian, you know, when they get to heaven, you know, even probably before that, they never regret the fact that they gave their life to Jesus.
Nah,
no
regret.
No,
what were they thinking?
No,
an eternity of awesomeness? Oh, man. No tears or pain anymore or death? Oh, man. I really doubt people will be reacting like that.
And probably should
some
have
people
that.
Have their...
Yeah.
You know, like the cartoons of a banjo view of heaven, or just like a, you know,
floating
playing
angels.
A harp on a cloud, something boring.
Yeah.
But it's just going to be like the most amazing worship concert every night for Jesus, and,
yeah.
You know, paints a picture of a river and golden roads and just beautiful awesomeness, and just everything's like new every day, so it's like just beautiful and amazing all the time. No more sins, no more flaws, nothing.
And that would be a good T-shirt to make up, Dave. No regrets in heaven. That'd be pretty cool. Pass it around.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Guarantee that's a true statement right there.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. I like
well,
the
cool.
verse, Dave. What? Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, because you were talking about relationships, and I love the verse in Revelation. Chapter 3, verse 20. Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. So Jesus wants you to open that door of your heart to him, and he wants to come in, and he wants to dine with you. So Jesus is telling you, he says, I want to have fellowship with you. I mean, that's a great form of fellowship to sit down and break bread and talk. So Jesus wants, you know, he wants that intimate fellowship with all of us.
Yeah. I mean, the God of the universe says, hey, I want to spend time with you. I mean, who's going to say no? I think the devil blinds people to God's love for them and God's love for people. And I just kind of, we don't have the full picture of why everything happens and how everything happens, so we just kind of get mad and bitter about stuff. But one day it'll all make sense to us. And for those that trusted God, that his plans are good and that he loves us regardless of who's in the fallen world, and that he cares for us. And those who trust Jesus through it all. And the Bible talks a lot about persevering, so those who persevere in the faith, those who don't give up, those who don't turn away, turn aside when times get hard, those that stick with Jesus till the end will be rejoicing forever. So I just pray that everyone out there will just go to Jesus as they are. There's no reason to wait. And also I would say too, make sure in your heart you truly have given them your life, because there really should be life change involved with this. You don't get saved by doing good things. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying is that when you love Jesus and you receive the Holy Spirit, you start to, your heart and your life and your actions start to change. Not because, you know, you have to be good to go to heaven, but just because God's living inside you and you start to care more about his will than your own, and loving him and people than caring for ourselves and getting what we want. So just pray people out there will authentically live for Jesus and get involved with a Bible-believing church and get in fellowship with other believers and walk with Jesus and just see how awesome it is.
Yeah, I know.
But,
I was going to say also, Dave, like you said, how your life has changed and how you start doing things for Jesus. You love him and, you know, like you care about other people. I like the verse, Galatians 6, 2, where it says, carry each other's burdens, and when you do this, you fulfill the law of Christ. That's why I always like that verse. And I also wanted to say, too, is I wanted to say that also the Holy Spirit will convict you. Sometimes you get a little tempted, you get a little swayed, you want to do something that you really shouldn't do. And I find a lot of times that the Holy Spirit also will convict believers not to do things, you know. So yeah, I'm just throwing that out there too, that Holy Spirit works also in that way, which is good. I'm glad, you know, I get a little nudge once in a while.
Yeah, man, like get back on track, because you're not your own anymore. You were bought with a price. If you remember that, you know, if someone actually jumped in front of a bus to save your life, and they're like, "Be sure to make your life worthy of what I did for you," you know, you would think about that every day, and you, when you wake up in the morning, you'd say, "Man, thanks to them, I get to live," and they told me, "Make sure your life is worthy of what I did for you," and you know, and Jesus looks down on us, you know, with joy. See us living for Him. It's not like He's just pointing at us saying, "I'm so mad at you for every mistake you make" or whatever. But you know, He right. did pay a price. We were bought. We were ransomed at a heavy price. He died and paid a harsh penalty on the cross. And so, just love Him. And be grateful for what He did for you, and give Him all you have.
Yeah. I mean, if you truly love Him, you will like. There was a preacher that once said, "There's two questions that everyone in life's got to answer, Dave. Who is Jesus? And if you answer that first one right, the second question is, Lord, what would you have me do? What's your will today? Mm-hmm. What would you have me do?" So. You know, like you were saying, Dave, you know, just give him your all, give him your best. So, yeah, because, I mean, if you truly love him, you're not going to do things half-heartedly, you know, like cop an attitude and say, "Oh, man." You know, I mean, everybody has their bad days, but, you know, we don't want to cop an attitude or anything. We want to just have, like you say, serve him, you know, and with joy and just be happy to serve him. Do His will. Amen.
Yeah. Amen to that. Well, I better go. We have some company over tonight. And,
okay.
I wanted to call and say hi and pray that the rest of your show goes well and that the listeners will be blessed by it. And any that haven't believed yet will give their life to Jesus.
Yep. And Dave, thank you for calling in. And tonight I actually have a 90-minute slot. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, wow.
You know. Well,
you're gonna need some tea to drink for that one, huh?
Well, I'm hoping I get some call-ins. Somebody that wants to.
Yeah, I pray that some people call in, and you know, if there's anyone out there that's been thinking about calling, and they've been doubting it because you know they're worried, it gets a little nervous or whatever, and I'm exactly sure how it would go. But remember, the title of the show is "Come as You Are," so you know someone might out be thinking that, you know. I'm not right with God to call or whatever. This is the perfect night to call in because, you know, we're all sinners. None of us are perfect. And we all need to be encouraged by one another and need prayer at times. So it's a good time for them to do that. So I pray that they will.
Well, Dave, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for calling in tonight. You're always a blessing. And we will talk soon.
All right. Have a good rest of your show.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. That was my son, Dave. He's down in the Fort Worth, Texas area, and he's a youth minister and loves the Lord and always wants to share the gospel, and he does a good job sharing the gospel with the youth. He works with the young believers at his church. So he's doing a great job down there. Always appreciate when he calls in. He's my official co-host, so I thank him. All right, I'm going to give that call-in number, 347-989-0095. And I'd love for you to call in tonight. If you're thinking about coming to Christ, I'd love to pray with you, or maybe just maybe you want to talk a little bit, or if you've got a story to share, you know, how God has blessed you in your life. I mean, you can call and just spend a couple of minutes on air. We're all friends. Just say, love to hear your story. Again, that number is 347-989-0095. And right now, you know what I think I'm going to do is play another song, take a little break, and in the meantime, I'll give you a little time and people hopefully call in. I've got a really good song I want to play if I could. For it, bear with me here. There it is. Next song I'm going to play is How He Loves Us. Hope you enjoy. folks, oh, how he loves us, and I can say I'll never fully understand his love till I get to heaven. I mean, I comprehend it in my human way, and I see how love is a special thing that God created. It was, you know, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit through the creation. Love existed even before we were created, and I understand how it's special that love is the glue that keeps the world together. I mean, it's God's loving hand that directs the universe. It's God's loving hand that directs his followers, right? We follow through the power of the Holy Spirit. We follow his ways. But God's love is something that is special, created by God. And though some of people that do not believe, they tend to think that love is just something abstract, and they'll never fully understand what love really is until they know the love of the Father and how he gave his Son, right? He sent his Son to die on the cross, right? He sent him to die for our sins. And through that death on the cross and through the mighty resurrection the third day, we're given the offer of salvation through forgiveness, right? His mercy and grace extended to us. So I say thank you, Lord, for your beautiful way of salvation. I don't truly understand it fully, but I accept it, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Sorry to see my son leave the show, because he always has such good things to offer. But I'm going to give that number, and I'd love to hear from someone to call in, someone that might need a prayer, someone that just wants to discuss God's beautiful plan of salvation, or maybe they just want to share a blessing. That number, again, is 347-989-0095. Love to have you call in. We're all friends. So I'd just love to have you call in, guys. Okay, there was another reading that I enjoyed, and I've always enjoyed, because it defines how people come to faith, and a big part of it is hearing the Word of God. And what I want to say before I read this story is there might be folks out there at one time they heard the gospel, they were excited about the Lord, but somehow that excitement faded, and today they've drifted, and they no longer follow. They don't believe, and they've drifted away. And I pray maybe that you're listening now, and because maybe it was Satan that stole that word of God out of your heart. So this is a reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, the parable of the sower. And I'm going to start with chapter 8, verse 4. While a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. Some fell on the rock, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop, 100 times more than was sown. When he said this, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." His disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to others I speak in parables, so that though seeing, they may not see, though hearing, they may not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear. And then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rock are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in time of testing, they fall away. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. Okay, so Jesus is telling this story, and he's telling how the seed falls. Okay, that's the word of God. And it's only the seed that falls on fertile soil, right? That stands on fertile soil, which means a good heart, that it receives it, right? And it receives the word, the message of the gospel. It retains it and then perseveres and produces a crop. So maybe at one time in your life, maybe that word of God, that one time you may have received it joyfully, but like where it falls on rock or on the weeds or it's trampled on, maybe at one time in your life, that word of God, you received it, you were excited about the gospel, but then Satan stole it from you. He took it away, the worries of life or whatever may be, the pleasures, stole it. And now God has prepared you through maybe loss in your life, hardship, just weariness of the life and what's going on in your life. And now God has prepared your heart, that heart, which is the soil. He's prepared that the seed, which is the word of God, now it will be received. So I'm praying that someone out there, some folks out there, that their hearts, that soil is fertile now, willing to receive the word of God so that it can grow and multiply and produce great crops. So that's my prayer. I mean, this is a good parable that Jesus preached, and it's a good one. Maybe you can go back and reflect on it. Again, it's from Luke chapter 8, starting with verse 4 through 15, and it just tells you, it gives you an understanding of how salvation works, that it involves our hearts, right? And then it involves the word of God and being received. So amen to all you out there. I pray that you have a heart that would receive God's word, God's good news, and that your heart would be repentant and you'd receive the word and receive Jesus Christ into your heart and follow him from this day forward. Let today be your day of salvation. Amen. All right, I'm going to give that number out again, 347-989-0095. Yeah, I had planned today maybe to go 90 minutes. I was hoping for a few calls. I'd love for someone just to share a blessing, anything, you know, maybe how they came to Christ or just the wonders of salvation and the love of God. Once you come to faith and know and understand the love of God, you realize what a blessing your life is now. And nothing on this earth is worth more than your salvation in Jesus. Nothing. I mean, you could have all the riches, right? You could have all the pleasures, everything, right? The biggest house, the biggest car, all the money in the bank. But if you don't have the Lord, you don't have Jesus in your heart as your Savior, what is all that worth? What does it say? What does it profit a man to gain the whole world, yet lose his soul? Right? Amen. Okay, I'll give that number out again. 347-989-0095. All right. You know, I have another. I have a this is Psalm 118. I want to go to Psalm 118 because I was thinking if there's any psalm that would kind of reflect on someone that truly is saved, has the joy of the Lord, and can really truly express his faith in Jesus and just the blessings and the mercy and grace that comes your way walking with the Lord day by day. So I'm going to read Psalm 118. Okay. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. In my anguish, I cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free. Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me, he is my helper. I will look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord I cut them off. They swarmed around me like bees, but they died out as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord I cut them off. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Amen. What an awesome psalm. I mean, it just says everything there. It talks about how Jesus and our Lord, our God, how he gets us through our troubled times. It talks how marvelous this is David writing, where he talks about how marvelous and how his faith is in the Lord no matter who comes and attacks him. And he praises God, and he says, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, right? From the house of the Lord we bless you. So it's good to come in the name of the Lord, for he blesses you. And what I want to say, folks, is that this would be a good psalm. Another little homework assignment for you would be to go to that. And right now I'm having a little technical difficulties. I'm sorry, folks. I got disconnected. I'm on the internet, Blog Talk Radio, and I was disconnected for a couple of minutes, and I was able to get back on. So I'm sorry for that interruption. I had just read Psalm 118, and it just what an expression of faith that how the Lord is your salvation, and how the Lord gets you through the struggles in life, and how the Lord should be praised every day, and how the Lord how every day that we Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And with that, I say amen, amen. And I apologize deeply that there was a little interruption in the show. I was actually cut off, and they were able to restore me quickly. So I'm thankful for that. And I'm going to give out the number one more time. 347-989-0095. And I'd love for you to call in and share your story, share how you came to faith in Christ. Maybe you just need someone to pray for you. I'd love for you to call in. It'd be a blessing if you called in. I'd appreciate that. Okay, you know what? I'm going to wrap up the show. What I'm going to do is something I haven't done before. I want to close this show in prayer, but before I say a closing prayer, let's bow our heads and say the Lord's Prayer together. I think it's the universal prayer. It's the prayer that our Lord Jesus taught us to pray. Okay, let's pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Okay, let's close the show in prayer, and then I'll have the final song. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time tonight. I just pray for all the hearts out there. I pray for hearts that have drifted away from you, Lord. I pray that they would come back, realize that you, Jesus, love them so much. Things from the world, Satan, just all the ways of the world that are not your ways, Lord. Sometimes we get caught up and attracted by that and drift away. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that tonight be the night that they give their hearts back to Jesus. And for all those that are seeking, that have yet to become followers of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that today would be their day of salvation. Dear Lord, you're a God that loves us deeply, just like in 2 Peter 3:9, that you want none to perish, right? You're patient with us. You want none to perish, but want all to come to repentance. So my prayer is that those out there that are seeking, that are waiting, let today be their day of salvation. Let them bring their repentant hearts to Jesus, proclaim Jesus as their Savior, that He died for their sins, paid the terrible price. Horrible bloody death on the cross, but on the third day he rose again, and he gives us hope because our faith in Jesus, our Savior, also gives us hope in the resurrection, and that is a blessed thing. Thank you for that blessed salvation, Lord, that you give us, and I pray blessings upon all the folks out there. May you bless them and keep them well. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' precious name that gave his precious blood for us, we pray. Amen. Good night, folks. God bless y'all. Light of the world.
by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again. The power of Christ in me, from life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. Here in the power of Christ, we stand.